The Bible instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those who will represent us. We encourage you to study the Bible to see what God says about elected officials and study where the candidates stand on those issues. We will have voter guides available soon to assist you in this matter, so stay tuned.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are today continuing our sermon series, Applying Biblical Principles to Government. And we started this last week and went over, really, this is important. It's important for Christians to be involved in government. Why? Because if Christians aren't involved in government, who does that leave to be involved in government? It obviously leaves non-Christians to be involved in government. And it is important, as we went over last week, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. If we, and we in this country, have not only a right, but a responsibility to actually vote to put righteous people in office. We went over last week some of the deadlines for the primary election. And we won't go over those today, other than the key deadline to be aware of is that July 20th is the deadline to register to vote in the primary election. If you're not yet registered to vote, you need to do so. If you want to vote, you'll need to do so by July 20th. We encourage you to actually be registered and to vote. Also, in addition to that, if you want to change your party affiliation, you'll need to do so by July 20th. You can certainly change it afterward, but it won't affect your voting in the primary. And look at your sample ballot and see who will be on the ballot and what races will be there, because if you are in a county that is heavily Republican or heavily Democrat, there's going to be, quite often, there are races, the primary races, the Democrats running against the Democrats or Republicans against the Republicans. You have to be registered in a certain party to vote for those that will represent that party. Also, in the general election, vote by mail ballots will be sent overseas. September 19th will be sent to domestic voters, the 24th through October 1st. The deadline to register to vote in the general election is October 5th. And the deadline to request a ballot to be mailed is October 22nd. Early voting will be October 24th through the 31st, and Election Day will be November 3rd. Last week, we went over some principles from the Bible, and one of the principles that we went over is that rulers must recognize God is our creator. This is really where it all starts. If you believe that there is a God, then you will know that he created us and we are therefore subject to his standards, his rules, his law, the Bible. And if you don't believe there's a God, then you can be a law unto yourself and you can actually make up, you can determine what is right in your own eyes. And this is really the very first temptation of Adam and Eve. Started with Eve, the serpent tempting Eve. And the temptation was that she could determine right and wrong herself. She didn't need God. And certainly, if you don't believe that there's a God, then you're free to make up your own determination on what is right and what is wrong. And the end result of that is that humans actually destroy other humans. And humans do things that hurt other humans. And so we need to actually believe that there's a God, and our rulers need to believe that there is a God as well. We also went over that rulers must read God's law and fear and obey God. So this is vitally important that rulers are keeping God's commandments and keeping his precepts and his standards, that rulers actually do this. Read the law of God. We need to, if we don't read the law of God, we're not going to be conformed personally to God, but God cares about us personally. Certainly that's where it all starts. But he also cares about your family. He cares about your church. He cares about his church and also the government. And the Bible speaks to all areas of life, including the government. The founding fathers read the Bible. The Bible, at the time of the founding, was the primary reading book in schools. And also there was another book, the New England Primer, that taught biblical principles that was used for early reading. The founders, when they actually looked at developing constitutions and laws, they actually looked at various types of governments, but they derived those from the Bible. And they had, by the time the American Revolution started, they had over 160 years of experience, starting with the Pilgrims and then the Puritans and the various colonies, actually enacting laws and constitutions and coming up with ways of actually determining how they should rule and how they should order things. Really, rulers, it's vitally important for rulers to actually read the Word of God and fear God, fear his commandments, and honor him and obey his commandments. We're going to read not only from the Bible today, but also some quotes from the Founding Fathers. These show really the clarity of the Founding Fathers and the clarity and really the call that went out at that time to obey the Word of God. And one of my favorite quotes from this era is from Matthias Burnett. He was a pastor of the First Baptist Church in Newark. He preached an election sermon, preached at Hartford on the day of the anniversary election, May 12th, 1803. And by the way, it was common in that day at the founding of this nation, it was common for on election day for congregations to gather in church and for the pastor to preach a sermon where he applied biblical principles to the issues facing the government at that time and applied them specifically to those who were running for office as well and charged the people to vote according to biblical values. And Pastor Matthias Burnett said this in his sermon: "Consider well the important trust which God has put into your hands. To God and posterity, you are accountable for your rights and your rulers. Let not your children have reason to curse you for giving up those rights and prostrating those institutions which your fathers delivered to you. Look well to the characters and qualifications of those you elect and raise to office and places of trust. Think not that your interest will be safe in the hands of the weak and ignorant, or faithfully managed by the impious, the dissolute, and the immoral. Think not that man who acknowledges not the providence of God, nor regard his laws, will be uncorrupt in office, firm in defense of the righteous cause against the oppressor, or resolutely oppose the torrents of iniquity. Watch over your liberties and privileges, civil and religious, with a careful eye." And our next biblical principle is that rulers must rule justly. And for this, we look first to Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. From this passage, the founders actually developed the concept of the federal government, the state government, and the local government. And we'll talk more about that on a later sermon when we go over that topic. But the key here today is the quality that we should be looking for in those who we would elect to office. Able men, people that are capable. We don't want people that can't remember who they are or what they're supposed to be doing, find their way off of a stage. We want people that are able, such as fear God. Fearing God is vital. It's important. Men of truth, hating covetousness. And these are the ones that we should look for. These are the qualities that we should look for when we vote for those in office. We also see in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 3, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. So we need to look for those and look for this quality of people that would be just and people that would rule in the fear of God. John Jay, he was actually the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He said this, Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers. Noah Webster said this, in selecting men for office, let principle be your guide. Regard not the particular sect or denomination of the candidate. Look to his character. When a citizen gives his suffrage to a man of known immorality, he abuses his trust. He sacrifices not only his own interest, but that of his neighbor. He betrays the interest of his country. Noah Webster said this, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public office, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God, quoting directly from the Bible. The preservation of government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. And if the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made, not for the public good, so much as for selfish and local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. If a Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. It is vitally important that when we look for those who would rule over us, that we are looking for men who would be just and who would actually rule according to biblical commandments, biblical principles, men that would actually fear God and would hold the principles of God, would want to actually keep his commandments. And so we see this from the Bible. We also see that the founding fathers, not that the founding fathers make the Bible more true, but they show us very clearly that at that time, we didn't have this philosophy that the church couldn't influence government. There was actually calls for the church to influence government, and for Christians especially to influence government, and even for Christians to vote for other Christians to be in elected office and to serve in elected office. We see also that judges must judge the people justly. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, beginning in verse 18, we read, "You shall appoint judges and officers in your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you." So not only were their elected leaders supposed to be just, but also the judges were supposed to be just as well. So we see judges and officers were to be appointed that would actually judge the people with just judgment. It is important when you go before a judge, either as someone who is accused of a crime or someone who is a victim, or if you are actually in a civil action, that you actually have a judge that is just. And you see that the judge should not pervert justice. Justice should be met. That would not show partiality. That would not say, well, you know, there's a rich person here, and I'm going to actually follow this rich person. I'm going to give more credence to what the rich person is saying because this person is rich. This person is wealthy. This person is popular. This person is powerful. No, justice should be just. It should not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. And you shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land in which the Lord your God is giving you. And so, again, judges must be just. Now, one of the things that we see in our culture today, in our society today, in our judicial system today, is that there are judges who actually do not fear God, and there are judges who actually rule unjustly. And this is something that is really of grave consequence, especially since the legislature has not been willing to actually impeach them. And the Constitution does lay grounds that judges would be appointed. They wouldn't have terms or term limit, but they would be appointed while they're in good behavior. And yet when they ceased to be in good behavior, it was important, it was incumbent upon those who were elected into office to actually remove them from office and appoint a replacement who would actually judge justly. We see also that our Constitution and laws must be based on God's law. And we see this from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8. "And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day?" And the founding of this country, the Declaration, the principles of the Declaration, many of the principles of the Constitution and our founding laws were from the Word of God. Our judicial system came from the Word of God. Not that it was perfect, not that the Constitution is perfect, not that our laws are perfect, but we should always be reading the Bible and applying biblical principles to government, to our constitutions and our laws. When we think about amending the Florida Constitution, or people talk about amending the U.S. Constitution, when we look at actually keeping and look at what laws should be enacted and what shouldn't be enacted, we need to apply biblical principles to that, to base those laws on the Word of God. This is something that should happen. It did happen in the founding era, and it should happen today as well. Rulers should also honor God, and the nation should honor God. We the people should honor God. When we talk about rulers in this nation, we the people are the rulers, and we are the ones who have the responsibility of maintaining this government, this republic. And part of that responsibility, again, is voting for those who are running for office. And part of that responsibility also is doing what is right and keeping his commandments. We see in Psalm 33, verse 12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance." And we have gone over this many, many times. It goes on in that chapter to talk about how no king is saved by the multitude of an army. A nation, a king, is not saved by great strength, not saved by the horse, by the spear, by the sword. A king is not saved. A nation is not saved and preserved by military might. Nations are saved and preserved when God is the Lord of that nation, when the nation blesses God. And we can sing "God Bless America" all we want, but really, ultimately, America needs to honor God. We need to bless God. We need to keep his commandments. And when we do, we as a nation will be blessed. We need to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, so that he might hear from heaven, that he might forgive our sins and heal our land. The next issue that we need to go over, that we will address, we'll start addressing it today, and we'll continue with this issue next week, because we won't have the full time to cover it today, is that rulers must defend innocent human life. This principle is clear. The founding fathers in the Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence, saw the necessity and the need to protect human life. And in fact, that declaration says that God, we have been given certain inalienable rights that come from God, not from man, but from God. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In fact, if you don't have the right to life, none of the other rights may mean any difference to you, make any difference to you, because if someone can kill you, that is a problem. It's a big problem. So we see here that rulers must defend innocent human life. Genesis chapter 1, from the beginning, verse 26 and 27. "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds in the air, over the cattle, over all that is in the earth, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So we see here that God is the creator of all human life, that we are created in his image. It is for this reason that our lives are valuable. It is for this reason that your life is valuable, and that my life is valuable as well. We need to keep His commandments. We need to make sure that we are honoring and protecting every human life. Every single human life, even those who are guilty, are still protected by our Constitution until they are convicted of a capital crime. So our laws should protect every human being. And really, because we're created in God's image, not just those who are capable of doing certain tasks, not just those who are beautiful, not just those who are wealthy, not just those who can pass a proficiency test. Every single human being, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how powerful, no matter how weak, in fact, especially the weak, especially the needy, especially the small, especially those who can't defend themselves, including the preborn in the womb, need to be defended and need to have equal protection under the law. This is really what God requires, and this is what we must require of our elected officials. We must call upon them, first of all, vote for those who are pro-life, and call upon them to be pro-life without exception, not just when they're campaigning, but actually when they're legislating as well. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, hasten the day when the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea, when the earth rejoices for the Lord, and the multitudes of the isles are glad, when the Lord has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for His law. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
The Bible instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those who will represent us. We encourage you to study the Bible to see what God says about elected officials and study where the candidates stand on those issues. We will have voter guides available soon to assist you in this matter, so stay tuned.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.
You cannot win the spiritual battle with partial obedience. You cannot win the spiritual fight with a temporary obedience. You can only win with a total and unconditional obedience to God as He is revealed in the Word of God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.